Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus,
Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice.
This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him.
Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I wonder, do you have a teacher, or God forbid, a preacher, that as much as you listen to them, you just don't understand what they're saying? Well, you're not alone. In our gospel passage today, the disciples hear a booming voice from above, and it's not the first time. You may remember back to Jesus' baptism. There's also a booming voice from above declaring, you are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased. And the voices that connect these passages connect these moments of revelation and epiphany about who Jesus is. But even after this second booming voice, it seems listening, truly understanding, standing comes as a challenge. You see, before this passage, Jesus urges the disciples to pay attention to what you hear. And right before our gospel passage today, when Jesus predicts his own death, the disciples also had trouble understanding. When Jesus explains that he's going to suffer and he'll be killed and then he'll be raised again after 3 days, Mark tells us that Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. And again, right after they come down off the mountain, Jesus again predicts his death, and Mark says that the disciples did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. They just didn't quite get what Jesus was saying. There's a pattern here. And this second booming voice, inviting the disciples to listen to Jesus, lets us know that the disciples had something of a listening problem. And you know, I have to admit, it was right after college that I realized that I too had something of a listening problem. I was working with community coalitions in South Los Angeles when I was shocked to learn that in South LA, where mostly African American and Latinx communities lived, residents were dying of cardiovascular disease 3 times faster than residents of West LA, mostly white communities. I realized that whole sections of society didn't have a voice when it comes to the distribution of parks, hospitals, and fresh food markets, literally things that give us life and health. And I realized that as a person of white, living in systems and governments made by and for and centering white people, I had privilege. And there were whole groups of people whose struggles and needs and voices certainly hadn't been on my radar. Perhaps if you're like me, you too may struggle to listen to voices and lives that we previously have not. We are quick to go with the flow and do what's easiest, like Peter. We fill the silence with our own voices, or we're quick to jump into action before listening. Or maybe out of sheer fear of change or doing things differently, we become paralyzed in terror. Any number of responses can get in the way of truly listening. But at this glorious transfiguration moment, the disciples are invited not only to listen to Jesus' words, but also to Jesus' actions. They're invited to listen to not just the proclaimed word, but to Jesus' life as well. A life marked by listening to the sick, the neglected, the ones whose everyone else shushed or pushed away. Jesus listened to the man with an unclean spirit who cried out in the synagogue. Jesus listened to a leper who came to him begging for healing. Jesus listened to a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She'd spent all her money on doctors and only gotten worse, and Jesus stopped in his tracks when she reached out and touched his garment. Jesus listened to the hungry crowds begging for something to eat. The disciples are invited to not only listen to Jesus' words, but to enter into the whole of Jesus' life-giving ministry and to center the voices that Jesus centers, even though it means decentering their natural gut reactions. So too, God invites us to listen to the example of Jesus' life, and like him, to listen to the voices that otherwise have been silenced. Being February and Black History Month, I'm reminded that in a context of a society based on white dominance and white supremacy, listening as Jesus listened means centering non-white voices. And in Black History Month, we have a chance to make time and listen to Black scholars and scientists and activists and artists that we maybe haven't listened to lately. When I realized that I had a listening problem, it was in large part thanks to the director of my organization at the time, Lark Galloway Gilliam. She and many other of my mentors at the time taught me how to recognize systemic racism, listen for voices that are not at the table, and not only to listen for them, but to seek them out and to raise them up. Lark really shook things up in South Los Angeles. After many healthcare establishments had been burned to the ground in the riots of 1992, she formed her own nonprofit focused on health, policy, and advocacy for the most vulnerable people in South LA. She secured millions of federal and state grants to study the issues affecting her community. And the project that I worked with her closest on was leading the community and fighting a big oil company. She led a lawsuit against a local oil company, and she achieved unheard of environmental regulations and protections for the communities around a South LA oil field. Unfortunately, Lark passed away in 2014, but I lift up Lark's voice and memory today because I think it reminds us that the foundation of our society is shaken when voices, thoughts, and experiences of people of color are centered rather than people of white, and when we devote our time and energy to listen to what they're saying, and when their struggles become our struggles, and when their joy becomes our joy. We have a listening problem. It's true. We haven't heard every voice, and we don't give equal weight to the voices that we do hear. But as we pay attention to voices and lives that we previously haven't,
We join Jesus in that stunning revelation at Transfiguration. We join in the joy of finding a new life together in Christ that comes with a symphony of voices being heard, all in their unique and glorious tones. The joy of a new community in Christ. Today, Mila's baptism reminds us of that new life that we have together in God through Christ. Moments ago, we heard that in baptism, we're called to listen to Jesus' model because God gives us our best example for being together as people through the life and death and resurrection of Christ. Mila was given a candle lit from this tall Paschal candle, which reminds us of all the new saints who've been baptized alongside this candle and all across the city and the world and all across time, who've also been adopted into this new community of Christ. And as we remember our own baptisms today, as we all remember our own baptisms, may we join Jesus in prioritizing voices that our society pushes aside and shushes. When we listen to these voices, we listen to Jesus' voice and we follow in Jesus' footsteps. We join with Jesus in cracking the foundations of systems of oppression and forging a new way of living life in community and giving life to one another. Amen.